getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Guess what? It's time for another edition of Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. It's old-time because it's old-time records through the whole show. And it's oldies because we're all records, so they got to be, by definition, oldies. Because the old songs, I don't play them off CDs. That'd be cheating. I know a lot of it's been reissued on CDs. You'd still get them. But everything we play on the show comes out of my collection of polka records. So, genuine vinyl and an occasional shellac on the show here on the Oompa Hour. So, let's get to work this week, shall we? Johnny Menko and the orchestra doing the Traveler's Polka. Johnny Menko and the orchestra gets the show rolling this week. That's the Traveler's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I'm a little excited for this week's show, a little more than usual, because, as you know, here on the show every week we play a 78, you know, a good old shellac record, back before they started making those 45s. And every week I really got to do some digging through a lot of 78s I have stashed away to find a polka. I got a million 45s. I got a million 78s, but you know, 78s are hard to look through because you can't just flip them or the edges crack and they fall apart. You got to do them like one by one, real careful. And, you know, when like 90% of the records you have are like Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman and Doris Day, you know, the polkas come around every so often. Well, over the last week, I received five boxes of polka 78s. From somebody who had inherited them, didn't want them, didn't care about them, wanted them gone. They were plugging up their garage. And I don't want to say these are big boxes, but I can't lift them. All right? So I'm going through them by a handful at a time because I can't move the whole box. And, yeah, it's like 90% polkas. and it's like 95% out of what's in there, I know I don't have on 78s. So we are good for 78 polkas, probably till about 10 years after I die, which I figure isn't going to be at least for another 25 years. We'll see. You're right. Keep your fingers crossed. So we're good. I got a variety of polkas here on 78s. We're going to have a good time. A lot of obscure labels, and I always look forward to that. So I can hardly wait. I haven't picked one out for today. I have a stack of them right here to look through while I'm listening to the songs on the show. So let's do it. Here's Martin Sarrow and the orchestra. I think it's the new Hermione polka, but I can look at it and go, it's the new Hermione polka. And I don't think that's right, but either way, here it is. There, the new Hermione polka. That's Martin Sarrow and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. I'm excited. I'm looking through these 78s. Now the problem's going to be I can't decide which one to play every week. Oh, man. And I got all those boxes sitting over at the store, and I can't even lift them up. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Isn't that what they say? I've never had a horse give me a gift, but I would not look at him. Anyway, let's keep rolling here on the Oompa Hour. How about a little Whoopi John? I think so. When Otto plays a polka.
Mein Feet just itch to dance on, dance on, dance. I find myself a partner, but not for sweet romance. Cause it's not love I'm thinking of, I only want to dance. Like in a dream, my feet just seem to float along. Venado, blaze a polka, I just can't go wrong. I turn and tilt to every lilting melody. It's exercise in paradise to me. Then out old blaze a polka, I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end. I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end.
There you go, Whoopi John and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. If you've never been here before, welcome. This happens every darn week right here. And I need to mention the World of Accordions Museum like I do every week and invite you to visit them. They are in Superior, Wisconsin. And they would love you to pay them a visit if you're in the area or you're going to be visiting the area or you need an excuse to come to the area. You just tell people, hey, I'm going up to the Accordion Museum. Leave me alone. They have like 1,400 accordions on display. They have the concert hall. They have all sorts of research information. It's like an archive of everything accordion is what it is. It's an amazing place. You can find out a lot about them by checking out their website. worldofaccordions.org is where you would start out. They have a bunch of pictures of the museum and a whole lot of history and information about their facilities. They got the beautiful concert hall up there. They have a lot of activities during the spring and summer and the fall that you might want to get into. Not so much during the winter, but hey, they're open. You can come look at the accordions and carry on. Check them out online. You can email them. You can get in touch with them on the phone, whatever you want to do. Maybe bring a tour up. Ooh, they would love a bus of people. Come up, take a look. worldofaccordions.org on the internet. Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street, as a matter of fact. So check them out. All right. Let's do Eddie Habit and the Orchestra and the Jack on St. Clair Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Eddie Hammett and the orchestra there, and the Jack on St. Clair Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another show. It happens every week. And, hey, you know, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, you could certainly get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. How might you do that, you ask? Well, you just turn on that great big floodlight in the sky that's the Oompa Hour Polka signal. Oh, wait, that's Batman. Never mind. You can call, though. You can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Yep, you can. Or you can leave a voice message to that very same number. Or a text, whatever, 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com or visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you there. So any of those ways, you got a request or whatever, question about a band or a record I'm playing, give me a holler or a message or a thing, whatever. And I'll see what I can do for you. If you want a request, give me some lead time. Don't be sending me a request on Wednesday that says, hey, it's Grandpa's birthday on Sunday. Can you play a song? Because probably not going to find it that fast because the records are not organized and they're in piles all over the studio. So, and now that I'm bringing more 78s up, yeah, it's going to get out of control real fast. But anyway, that is how you get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. All right, here's Johnny Pecan. It's the Wine Cellar Polka. There, a little Wine Cellar Polka, Johnny Pecan here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another round. Have my my annual physical this week. That's always one of those things you look forward to with a certain amount of skepticism, huh? You worry about it, man. And the doctor forgot to tell me that they wanted to do blood work and I should have been fasting. I'm like, dude, you didn't tell me that. He's like, I know. And then he asked me what I'd eaten so far that day and when, just in case they could sneak it in. I'm not even going to tell you, but he was frightened. So we couldn't sneak it in. So I had to go back yesterday to do blood work. And that's never fun. I'm one of those people, my wife calls it a hard stick. She's a nurse. They can't get the needle into your arm to get blood. They say you're a hard stick. They had to get it out of my hand. That hurts. But I don't know. They did their thing. And I left the lab at the clinic. And nobody called an ambulance, so I think things are okay. I don't know, but so far, so good, all right? Let's have Frank Novak. It's the Hot Pants Polka.
Hot Pants Polka.
There you have it there. Hot Pants, Polka, Frank Novak, and Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, all coming together right there, one spot right here on your radio or your smart speaker or your iPhone or your iPad or your pad tablet thing, whatever, or even on a plain old radio, depending where you're at. So there you have it. Let's do Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. Haven't heard from them in a while. It's those darn Boombas. One of those loud records, you know. Anyway, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, now I got one for you here. I think I mentioned this last week. I did not realize that Frankie Kramer had a lot of albums. I've only had one in my collection for a long, 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 long time. Was it Earth Moving Polkas, I think is the name of it. It's the only one I've had. And here I'm sorting out records in the garage a week ago, and I found two more Frankie Kramer albums. And I was like, wow, I didn't know there was that many Frankie Kramer records. So I got one of them here, and I pulled out the record to play a tune. I got it on the turntable right now, and I thought, man, this thing is still heavy. The sleeve is still heavy, and I looked, and there's another album in here that's a different album, but somebody must have lost the jacket and put them both into this one jacket. And I thought, well, that's a bonus. So I pulled that out, and I thought, well, this is still feels odd. And I look inside. Here's an autographed Frankie Kramer and his Delta International Recording Orchestra 8x10 glossy photograph of the band. And every band member has signed their white shirt in the photo with a blue ballpoint pen. And on the back it says, best of luck, Frankie Kramer. So I got a genuine autograph 8x10 glossy photograph. So I'm going to put that in a frame. Hang it up in the studio over here by my other polka pictures. That'll be a nifty addition to the collection here at Oompa Hour headquarters. In fact, maybe I'll take a picture of the picture and put it on the Facebook thing. You never know what you're going to find inside of a record album. You know, people put, I find weird things like birthday cards and shopping lists and, you know, like where people wrote out the lyrics or the chords in a song so they could learn how to play it. I never find any money, though. That never works out. I never open it up and go, hey, here's a 50 if you play this for us. You know, never happens. Anyway, so here's Frankie Kramer. It's the Lily Marlene Polka.
And I'll always always be true to my darling, just like she is to me. Together we'll find a happiness, a world of bliss, a tenderness, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene. Each time we kiss, I close my eyes and say, it's just a dream that soon must fade away. I open my eyes and see her there, her ruby lips, her golden hair, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene.
They have it there, Frankie Kramer and the Lily Marlene Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, of course. Just think, I've owned that record for heaven knows how long. It was in a box of other records out in the garage, and I've never played it. Frankie Kramer's TV Polka Party. I'm liking it already. Anyway, you're here with the Oompa Hour, as you are every week, so thank you for that. Let's go to Casey Sawirski, shall we? It's called I Love a Musician. And just like that, you've heard a Casey Sawirski record here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, an actual record. Man, I got work to do. I haven't found a waltz yet. Have we played a waltz? No, I haven't played a waltz yet. And I got to get a 78 of the week on here. Man, oh man, I'm running out of table space, too. I've picked a 78, and of course the one I want to play is like the scratchiest one I can find, so we'll see how that works out. I'm going to see if I can't get a waltz going here while you listen to Marion Lush and the Musical Stars doing the Polish Annie Polka. Yell Marion Lush, the Musical Stars here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Comes to you every week right here. Now, the good news is I managed to find a waltz. The bad news is I can't figure out what the sleeve is where this Marion Lush record goes in. Ha! There it is! Gotta run a tight ship around here, keep things tidy. All right, I found a waltz. Now, while that's rolling, it's 2 minutes and 34 seconds long, which means I got 2 minutes and 34 seconds to switch this record player over to spinning 78s, get this record on here, get the other needle in there, and be sure that this one's good enough shape to play, because this is the scratchiest one out of the bunch I pulled up out of those boxes, and I really want to play it, but I don't know if it's going to hold up. We'll find out. I'm going to figure it out while you listen to the Deutschmeister's Dancers. If you're waiting for the waltz of the week, this is it. It's the Beautiful Rose Waltz. The little bit of 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 the little bit Just like that, the Deutschmeisters have provided you with a lovely waltz for today's show. The Beautiful Rose Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm a little extra excited because this really, really worn-out 78 that I want to play is our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78. This thing looks like hell, I'm telling you, and I thought this was going to sound horrible and be a marginal choice for our 78 of the week. It sounds way better than I thought it was going to. Way better. So I'm going to play it, all right? Now, the show is coming to you from, as I announce at the end of the thing, we're in Bovee, Minnesota. We're up by Grand Rapids and Hibbing on the Iron Range, you know, where they dig up all the taconite pellets and all that stuff, make steel to build Buicks, and we're on the Mesabi Iron Range up here. And I have the Mesabi Range Polka by Bill Morin and his Northern Airs featuring Tiny Wheatley, it says. I'm assuming Tiny's on accordion, because I don't think there's any vocals on this. So if there's one standout dude in the record, it's got to be the accordion player. And man, I mean, the hole is so worn that I had to line up the record to get it centered so it doesn't go rawr, rawr, rawr when I play it. And this is really worn, but it sounds pretty darn good. Bill Morin and the Northern Airs. Here's the Mesabi Range Polka. Thank you. Man, I can't believe how good a record to look that bad sounded that good. That's Bill Moran and the Northern Airs, and with Tiny Wheatley, it says on there. I'm going to assume he's the accordion player. I should have looked that up. I would have sounded more intelligent and knowledgeable. But anyway, a good record out of all those boxes of 78s that a fella brought me. He was gonna take him to the dump. Five boxes, and I can't even lift the boxes. I mean, there's got to be, let's see, I bet there's 150, 200 records in each box. They're big boxes, and they're way full. And they got doubled up cardboard bottoms in them, and they're about to rip through. The guy had to bring them in for me. I couldn't even pick them up. And it's almost all old-time music. So we're going to have some fun with that over the coming months. That's for darn sure. Anyway, everything sounds great on a 78. There's your 78 of the week. Here are the Mark IV and the Strawberries Raspberries Polka.
Pleasure that it was, I never had that kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Allez, prenez les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez, merci. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. She, I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we had that joy, then rested for a time. And then she asked of me to drink that fruit of vine. Ah, de prendre des framboises, du bon vin j'en ai vu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez, merci. Ah, de prendre des framboises, du bon vin j'en ai vu. Montrez-moi toute la joie.
There you have it, the Mark IV, Strawberries, Raspberries Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, not to be confused with the Mark IV that actually had a hit record with the song I Had a Wife back on the pop rock and roll charts back in, I think, 1958. Completely different Mark IV singing for you there with Strawberries, Raspberries, and I got more coming up. I can't believe how fast time is going by on this week's show. Hang on, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
And there you go. All right, I think we got time for, what do we got, two, maybe three songs if I try to keep things moving along here, but I'm not very good at that. I tend to blab a lot, you know what I mean? Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, the last time I saw Henry.
I saw Henry, good old Henry, my best friend. I was walking with my true love, strolling down the street. I'll bet you never guessed who we happened to meet. I said, darling, this is Henry, and you could almost hear her purr. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her.
Was it his tailor-made suit? His foreign-made car, his handmade tie, or dollar cigar? Was it his eye, or his mustache, or the Philadelphia bankroll he just happened to flash?
I remember Henry smiling, all the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her. Fancy tailor-made suit, the foreign-made car, were borrowed from me, so was the cigar. They drove away, my girl and Hank, and to think I even paid to put the gas in the tank.
I remember Henry waving, all the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw.
There you have it, a rousing one from Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's head down to Texas for one from Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman. It's the Charming Katie Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. Harry Czarnak and the Texas Dutchman. It's the charming Katie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we're just about running out of time here. Have no fear. I'm going to squeak in one more. Why? Because I think I get away with it that way. That's why. Myron Florin, of course, accordion star of the Lawrence Welk Show, made a ton of great records, and they don't seem to come around very often, but let's do one. I do believe this is the Happy Yodeler Polka. I believe there's no actual yodeling in it, but what the heck. There, Myron Florin there in the Happy Yodeler Polka, and I figured out why there's nobody actually yodeling there, because the accordion sounds an awful lot like yodeling, doesn't it? So that explains the entire thing, and that means the old clock on the wall is telling me, hey, it's getting to be about time you wrap this thing up for another week. So I'm going to do that. I don't know, I got 5 boxes of 78s to sort out, so I'm excited about that. But have no fear, we'll have another 78 for the week. Next week. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.